Welcome to another episode of Resilience is My Beauty with yours truly, DeWanta J. What's going on, my beautiful Resilience family? How are you all doing? I hope you guys are doing well. So, you know what's up. Come on in the room. And go ahead and grab you something to drink. Get yourself a glass of water, glass of wine, cup of tea, cup of coffee, your favorite juice, whatever it is, and have a sit down in our special room. Prop your feet up. Now take a deep breath in. Exhale slow. Take a deep breath in. Exhale slow. Hey. What's going on, my Resilience family? I hope you guys are doing well. I'm actually here in my room right now, and I was just thinking about some things, and I said, well, you know what? What I'm going to do, I'm going to have one of these pop-up moments, and I said, I'm going to take full advantage of it because I know my mind, if I don't execute it right away, it's going to disappear. It's going to disappear in my head. And being as though that I have been talking about, you know, life, you know, doing this life series thing, I wanted to continue on with it. And I just came across something that I wanted to just hopefully be a blessing to everybody. And I just want to remind you guys that, you know what, you just can't control everything. You know, you can't control everything. Just enjoy the moment. Just enjoy where you are right now. There may be some things going on right now in your life, and it's beyond your control. The issues, the problems, the arguments, you know, finances, you know, you are aware of some things. You know, what you are aware of, you definitely try to, control it, or try to, you know, monitor it or what have you. And it does work for you. It works for your family. It works for, you know, for your children or what have you. And that's all right. That's all right. And it gives you some sense of control, you know, because you took the initiative, you know, to take care of it, because it's a priority, you know, and you want to stay consistent with it. You want to make sure that you don't, neglect it, whatever that may be, right? You just want to make sure that everything is the way the way you see how it should be, based on where you are right now, based on how things are financially in your life, and you know, and how things are with family and all those things. You notice it and you are taking action to it, and that's fine. But then there are moments in your life where there are some things that are just totally beyond your control. Some things just happen out of the blue, and it kind of it stops you. It shocks you, and you try to get your bearings together. You're trying to get your bearings right, what have you. And then once you come to reality, if you will, from the shock, from the unexpected news, you try to figure out, well, how I'm going to fix this, how I'm going to deal with this, how are we going to, you know, work this out. But there is some cases where it's probably not meant for you to work it out or try to fix it, you know? Some of us have been put into in a position of always trying to fix everything. There, you know, and I get it, you know, some of you probably have been put in that position since you were a young adult, since you were a kid, you know, and it's been a part of you throughout your life, and now you don't even know how to get out of it or how to turn that thing off. You know, if something happens, something goes on, you the one, or the family is the one that looks to you to be the fixer. And, you know, yeah, you go ahead and fix it and everything, but sometimes it's probably not meant for you to fix it. Some things are just beyond your control. Some things are just meant to be left alone. Some things are just meant for God to take care of. When you are in that position where you really don't have the answers, you don't have that piece of puzzle, that's when you just say, okay, well, Lord, I don't have any more resources. And he's like, good. The only resources you need is me. And we need to learn how to yield to him, right? So he can take care of those situations that is totally beyond our control. And when we are in that kind of situation, it does unnerves us. It does have us to feel uncomfortable and irritable. We feel pressure. And we want to be able to just, take care of it. Take care of the business. Get it out the way. Move on. But, you know, that's dangerous if you try to move ahead and try to rush things. You know, you think you're doing the right thing, but at the end, the consequence is going to be very, 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 very harmful. It could be very dangerous. It could be very uncomfortable. And I'm pretty sure you've been there, done that, right? And it had prolonged certain things in your life to take effect. Because you, again, always in control, want to be able to resolve and get and take care of the problem. But not realizing that, you know, you put in your two cents in or trying to fix everything that honestly you should never have stepped in the first place. It was none of your business to get in the business, you know, in the first place. You know, this is God's business. This is his priority. This is what he is trying to do. He's trying to start something. He's trying to get your attention in something. And we sometimes overlook it. Sometimes we don't heed to his voice. You know, we just don't think about it. We don't think about it. So I just want to just let you know that some things are just beyond your control and there is some things you just can't do about it. There's nothing you can do about it. Now, I would say this, what you can do is pray. What you can do is release. Release it all to him and say, Lord, you know, forgive me for taking over your job. Taking over, you know, your position of trying to fix the situation when I don't even know what I'm doing. Because there's a lot of us don't even know what we're doing. We just go based on what we've been doing for such a long time. And we think that what we've been doing, it works for anything and everything. but in this case, in this situation, especially something that you didn't see coming, you didn't get a pre-warning or what have you. It just ain't what your quick fix is not going to help. This requires true release of you, of release of your control, and trust in God. And and continue to enjoy life. And I know that sounds crazy when you are in a thicker situation that is not uncomfortable, that is not joyful. But yeah, in the midst of all that you're going through, what you've been dealing with, he still wants us to be joyful. He still wants us to praise him, give him glory. He still wants us, you know, to acknowledge the beauty of him, the glory of him. You know, reflect on his goodness, reflect on all of the blessings that he has poured into your life, what he's put in your life, right? And not to dwell on the weight of this situation or this issue. to not focus on that, to not meditate on it. Because when we do that, you know what happens, y'all. You know, we meditate on issues, we get tired, we get flustered, we get frustrated, we get irritated, we get impatient, we get annoyed. We don't think about God then. And if we do, we get mad, or we don't want to pray, or we don't want to, you know, cast the cares. We want to be able to fix the cares and move on. You know what I mean? And it doesn't do us any good. And not only does it affect you, but it also affects the people in your life, the people in your inner circle, your spouse, your children, your household, right? It may even affect your job, your career. It affects you, you know, as a person, as a woman, you know. So, again, there may be some things that you might be going through or dealing with right now that, you know, it's just totally beyond your control. There's nothing you can do about it. So there's no need for you to get upset. There's no need for you to get angry. There's no need for you to worry. There's no need for you to get anxious. You just say, Lord, I'm casting this to you because I don't know the outcome. I don't know how it's going to end. I want it to end, but I'm going to trust you that you already know the ending to this situation. You already know how to resolve this, but give me the strength to keep enduring, to keep going. Help me, oh Lord, not to ponder on this situation or this issue or this problem, whatever it, you know, whatever your issue is that you have going on in your life. Just prompt, just say to the Lord, Lord, I just cast it all to you. I have been down there in my life, been down this road in my life, where, you know, there were just some things that it was just beyond my control. There were just some things I just couldn't even try to even fix. And not even much try to fix, but even try to just think about it. You know, because, you know, we think about stuff and we just try to find a solution while we're thinking about it. It becomes more frustrating. And like I said, maybe God doesn't want you to try to figure it out. Because, see, God has already worked it out. While you trying to figure it out, God has already worked it out. And we got to learn to trust that and trust him that he's already worked it out. Of course, we may not see it right now in the physical realm, but know in the spiritual realm, it's already done. It's already done. And we need to learn how to be joyful. In the midst of that trial, in the midst of that challenge, and knowing in the spiritual realm that we already got the victory. We already got the victory, y'all. So with this life that God has blessed us with, it's going to come with some challenges. It's going to come with some trials. It's going to come with some tests, and it's going to come with some unexpected moments that is so beyond our control. And what are we going to do about it? We're going to learn to trust in God, cast it to him, and just enjoy life. Enjoy life. Start learning how to laugh more, y'all. Yeah. You wonder how people who are older than us, those in their 70s and 80s, how they, you know, how their life looks so happy, right? They're just enjoying themselves, and, you know, and they still kicking it, right? They just act like they're 40 years old or something, or 30 years old, and they just doing their thing. But yet they're 80 or they 70 or something years of age, but they are enjoying life. They're smiling. They're happy. They're at peace. And yet, they still got some things going on, too, in their personal life. They may not go ahead and broadcast it like a lot of us will broadcast our business on social media. But they know how to just enjoy life in the midst of it all. They are dealing with health issues. Some are probably dealing with financial situations. Some are probably dealing with family. Some are probably dealing with, you know, with a whole lot of stuff. you know, but yet they learned how to just say, God, I'm just giving it to you because I'm going to enjoy my life while I still have breath in my body. Yeah. I'm still going to go ahead and I'm going to go to the bingo club. I'm going to go ahead and get my nails done, or I'm going to go shopping, or I'm going to go ahead and do some exercise. I'm going to go ahead and just have a good day and not stress about what I cannot fix, what is so beyond my control. And we need to learn how to do that. We need to learn how to change our way of thinking, y'all. And not let life issues deprive us from the multiple blessings that God has poured into us on this day. Whatever day it is that you are listening to the sound of my voice, this is the moment that you just need to make a decision. Are you going to continue to stay depressed or upset or anxious or worried or frustrated over a situation that is beyond your control and is going to ruin your day? Or are you going to just go ahead and say, you know what? Yeah, I cried a little. I shed my tears. I flustered or whatever. But I'm like, God, I thank you anyhow. Hallelujah. Anyhow. Because if you really, really think about your life, you've been here for 40 plus, 50 plus, 30 plus years. And I know God has brought you out of some tough, crazy, scary situations that was so far outreach, so untouchable for you to handle. You had no choice in the matter but to trust God. You may have tried to tap in and, you know, pull out some of your own resources to try to fix up the situation or try to, you know, get rid of the situation, but it didn't work the way that you wanted to work. It made it worse. But by the grace of God, His mercy, yet God still got you through the sickness. He got you through the cancer. He got you through the divorce. He got you through foreclosure. He got you through, a job that you were laid off for 2 years. You still haven't been working, but yet God still provided. Yet God still supplied. Yet God was your healer. Yet God still sustained you. Yet God has been your strength. He's been your shield. He's been your buckler. He's been all of that. Now, here we are in another season of your life. Now, here comes the unexpected situation. And now it has you tripping. It has you, you know, flustered and anxious and upset because you really thought everything was fine. You had you took care of your business. You've been dotting your I's, crossing your T's and all of that, like I said in the beginning of this conversation. But now, out of nowhere, here comes something that just totally knocked you off your feet, that took your breath away, that had you in shock mode, you know, had you, you know, kind of like stuck for a moment. And now that you're back to reality, you can't believe this is happening. You can't believe this is going on. You can't believe the doctor's report. You can't believe that your husband wants a divorce. You can't believe that your child is sick. You can't believe that, you know, the job that you were committed to for 20 some years, you know, and you had less than a year, maybe another year to close to retirement, they decide to let you go. You know, out of nowhere, man, something happens and it's so beyond your control. What do you do? You learn how to say, Lord, I'm going to trust you anyhow. Yeah, this hurts. Yeah, I'm scared. Yeah, I'm angry. I'm flustered. I'm frustrated. I don't know what to do. I don't know what, but this is where you say, Lord, I'm trusting you anyhow, because you have already proven yourself to me. You have already showed yourself to me as how much you love me, how much you've been taking care of me. And I know if you did it before, I know you can do it again. So why do I need to worry? Why do I need to fret? Why do I need to be anxious? Why do I need to be afraid? I need to stay encouraged, be encouraged, right? And not stress about the unknown. That's the part that I think for us sisters out there, because we always want to know things ahead of time. We want to know when, where, how, what. We want to know all of that before we make a move. But when we don't know the answer, when we don't receive it, when we don't get it, it flusters us. And it has us to second guess our next move. But you know what? Like I said, maybe this time, God doesn't want you to figure it out. But he does want you to trust him. He does want you to rely on him. He wants you to communicate with him more. Just to talk with him. Just to share your heart. Because he already knows what you're feeling. He already knows what's poured in your heart. He already knows what's going on, right? So why don't we just start learning how to just be more communicative with him and stop talking to the enemy? Because the enemy is sure pouring he's very vocal to you right now in your mind, because he's already telling you the different choices of what you need to do. He's already telling that you need to go ahead and work out another plan. He's already telling you, well, you just might as well go ahead and just take it and just run away. He's telling you all kinds of crazy stuff. And you're having a conversation in your mind with the enemy. Delete that voice and listen to the voice of the Lord. When things are out of control or beyond your control, that you just don't know how to deal with it, that's when you just say, Lord, I release the control and you take control. So I can enjoy this life. I can enjoy the blessings. I can enjoy my family. I can enjoy, you know, life itself and just laugh and have fun. And not worry, because you got me. I'm in top security with you. Don't you know God loves you that deep that you are fully secured? Right? He's not gonna let anything happen to you. Right? He's not gonna allow anything to happen to you or your family. You are covered and protected by the blood of the Lamb. Right? So don't allow the enemy to tell you that, you know, oh, this is the end, or it's over, or you're not going to make it, or you're not going to survive, or what have you. Don't believe the lies. I shall live and not die. I am more than a conqueror. By Jesus' stripes, I'm already healed. Right? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So when you go through this situation, if you are dealing with it now and it's beyond your control, and you don't have the tools, you don't have the tricks, you don't have anything in your little hustle bag. But those of us from the hood, you know what I'm saying, you know what I mean by that, right? That's when you say, Lord, I'm trusting you to take care of this. And while you are taking care of it, Lord, heal me, strengthen me, renew my mind. Help me to have good thoughts, healthy thoughts, right? And reflect on the goodness of you. That there will put a smile on your face, put joy in your heart. And that also is very contagious, because the people that's in your circle will go ahead and will be joyful along with you and laugh right along with you, right? And your day will be so sweet. It will be so pleasant. You will see it more, much differently than you saw it before, because now you finally have released the control, the power of allowing God to take complete dominance over your life, over the situation. And even when it's already done, don't just drop God like a bad habit. You stay connected with him. Even when the good season come in, when things are going good, you still build a relationship with him. Okay. Don't, because it's just like us having friends with people, having friendship with people. You know, there's people that, you know, that probably once upon a time that was drawn to you, you know, but they only needed you for a certain situation. And once you have resolved or helped resolve that issue or what have you, where are they now? You thought they were your friend. You thought that y'all had a good connection. You thought that, you know, oh yeah, this is going to be my girl, my bestie, because we've been hanging out and everything. But now that, you know, she finally drained you out, you have been a great resource to her situation. And she finally got what she needed. Oh, she ghost. How did that make you feel? How would that make you feel? So likewise, it's the same thing how we treat God. We only call him when we're going through something real sticky or really complicated and very uncomfortable. And then once God goes, you know, relieve some of that pressure off of us or remove certain things of our lives, and then we could breathe and we say, thank you, God. And then we just move on back to our old habits, our old way of living, right? And it's like, okay, well, God, I'm good now. Thank you, Lord. I appreciate you. You know, when I get in the bind, I call you again, Jesus. And that's not cool. That's not right. That's not right. So if you don't want that to be your story, if you know that has been your story, and you know how it made you feel, then don't do that to God. Start building this relationship with him, because he sure wants to build a relationship with you. So again, whatever is going on in your life right now, and whatever has been a hindrance, or has been a major weight, and it really hit you, you know, unexpectedly, don't try to fix it. Don't try to, you know, fight it or what have you. Just let God handle it so you can enjoy your life to the fullest. There's so many people that wish they can turn the hands of time and go back and fix that moment that they messed up so badly. And as a result of their foolishness, they don't have the relationship that they, you know, that they thought they was going to have. They don't, you know, the family is still not connected with each other or what have you. They have since moved on, yes, but I know there's a lot of people out there that regret. But see, God is a healer. He'll help you through that, but you also got to learn to learn how to forgive yourself too. You got to learn how to forgive yourself, man. And I think that's the problem too for a lot of us. We still haven't forgiven ourselves because of the poor choices we made, you know? If we just say, Lord, I just ask you to help me to forgive myself so I can live and I could be free and I can move forward. Because it's a hindrance. When you don't forgive yourself, you can't move on, because you bullying your own self. You know what I'm saying? And God ain't doing that to you. You doing that to yourself. That nasty thought, the negative thinking, that stinking thinking is taking dominance in your mind. And you are just feeding off of that, man. And that's where we just say, Lord, renew my mind. Renew my way of thinking. Look in God's word and let him show you who you are from his perspective. Proverbs 31, my sisters, is one of my favorite chapters in Book of Proverbs, and it's about the virtuous woman, you know. And I love what he describes us, that we are more valuable than rubies. What? That is something special to me. And if you know the value of a pure ruby, it is very expensive. And the thing about that, the price still goes up. The price fluctuate when you look at a raw or rare beautiful ruby stone, and depending on the size, depending on the clarity of that ruby, the price varies. But God says you are more valuable than rubies. Wow, that is huge. That's huge. That should let you just smile and just, my goodness, just make you feel so loved. So loved and so important, because you are important to him. He values you. He values you every single day. So take this day and whatever issues that is on your heart, cast it to him and just trust him that he will repair. He will make you whole. He will restore, renew, and he will give you that joy. He will pour it into you. He will pour peace into you, into your mind, into your heart. He'll give you a sound mind, a sound mind. I was listening to a minister today on YouTube, and I just came across, and he was saying about how God would just give you that sound mind, you know? And that's what we should have daily, a sound mind, right? Nothing to cause any conflict, any disturbance, any stress, any worry, but a sound, peaceful, healthy mind. Yeah, you got stuff going on in your life, but you know what? God got it. God got it, right? He got it. And that's when you got to laugh at the devil and say, ha, ha, ha. And that will confuse him. Man, that's going to confuse him. He's like, what are you laughing at? It's like, I win. Right? Even though right now, physically wise, things ain't looking great, but you don't look at that. You don't look at that. You look at what God has already promised in your life. You already victorious. You already win. And God has already taken care of the situation for you on your behalf. So, honey, just go ahead and laugh. Joy, be joyful. And just enjoy the life, this beautiful, precious life that God allowed you to see today. That's all I want to say, y'all. Life be lifing, right? But enjoy the life. Enjoy the life. No matter what comes your way, enjoy the life. Yeah, it's going to stop you for a minute. It happens. Yeah, it's going to make you feel some kind of way. Yeah, I get it. But after a while, man, you need to make a decision. Are you going to allow that situation to keep you stagnant and keep you stressed and keep you in a dark situation? Or are you just going to cast all of that to him and let him pour joy in your life so you can enjoy him, enjoy his presence, enjoy the beauty of him, enjoy the blessings that what he has poured in your life today. You got to make a decision, man. You got to make a decision today. And when you do that, you're going to start seeing things happening. Yeah. You're going to start seeing things happening. You're going to see God work out some things on your behalf, right? You may have got a bad report from the doctor, but here it is 2 weeks later. You get a call. You go back to get your blood work done. You go back to get a checkup again. And the next thing you know, you find, wait, well, this is good. Your blood work came out great. You know, your blood pressure is back to normal. See? And it's God. It's God, man. You know? You are finally allowing him to take complete control and to take complete control of your life and your situation while you are at rest in him, while you are taking care of you the way you should take care of you. Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, enjoy your life. Don't get stuck in the things that is beyond your control. Just let God take care of that and just enjoy your life. Right? That's all I wanted to share with you guys. Yeah, that's all I wanted to share with you. I'm here in my room, and it's nighttime. Mm-hmm. And I just had this thought in my head. And I said, I gotta share this out. I think I'm going to be doing this more often, because there's some moments, man, I'll be coming up. I'll be thinking about some things, or I'll be praying about some things. And man, I'm like, ooh, I just want to add to that, you know? So, yeah, I'm going to do that more often and continue on with the series here. Because, you know, life is special. Life is precious. Life is something. And I just want to just hopefully be a blessing to you all, you know, and just be an encourager to you guys to just keep pressing forward. You are strong, you are powerful, and you are resilient. Okay. All right. You are resilient and you can do it. You can do it and you can make it, and you will make it by the grace of God. You will make it. Amen. All right, guys, take care of yourself. Right. I'm going to close out quickly with a prayer, and I want you all to have a good night, or a good day, good afternoon, good weekend, and just to enjoy the beauty of God. Amen. So God, thank you for this platform. Thank you for this opportunity where I'm able to just come on at almost 12 o'clock midnight to share this little nugget to my resilience family. And I pray that this is an on-time message for my sisters and whoever is listening to the sound of my voice. I pray that this is helping them, that this is guiding them to you, and that they are being vocal and sharing their heart to you. And I pray, Lord, that they will invite you in and invite you in their hearts, in their life, so you can have complete control over their life. So no matter what comes, that they know you got it, and that they are safe. They are safe in your arms, and that there's no need to worry. There's no need to stress. That God got us. He got me. He got them. He got us. And we just want to give you praise, God. I just want to say thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Bye, y'all.